You listen to the Luke Page podcast, and in this week's episode, I share a content strategy that I'm going to be following to get us a bunch of leads and sales over the following months. All right, here we go. You're listening to the Luke Page podcast, the number one podcast specifically made for coaches. Get ready for out-of-the-box conversations from the world's leading coaches and experts. We're going to be talking all things business, health, happiness, and just being the most amazing human being that you can. Why? Well, I ask, why not? You see, we're only here once. We've got one life, so let's make this thing count. I believe that we can have it all. All the money, all the love, all the joy, all the success, all the excitement. I'm here for all of it. And if you are too, then come along with me. Let's do this. So I wanted to share my content strategy to get leads and sales that I'm going to be following over the next 6 weeks, thereabouts. Let's kind of do a bit of a backstory how I arrived to this thing. So I think it was a week or so, maybe 2 weeks, I was doing, putting together our goals for quarter two of 2024 and wrote down our goals on what we want to achieve. And then for once you write down your goals, you kind of like got to break down like the steps and the projects that you got to put together to get those goals right. And one of the projects I put down, the ideas, was I wanted to experiment with our content. Now, experimentation with content, something I normally do. I think, you know, one of our values that I have for my company and anyone who works for me is we've got this value called think different, experiment and innovate. So it's like, you know, our vision, which is ultimately we're here to help people spread their greatness. You know, my belief is that everyone has greatness inside them, but unfortunately, very few people ever get to let that greatness out. And it generally comes down to fear. People are too scared to become the person that they ultimately dream of being. Some people know it, some people don't. Some people know they have the potential, others don't. But so many people are just too scared to step into that version of themselves. So, you know, I believe that a big reason why I've been put on this planet is to help people access that greatness, get past their fear, let it all out, and spread it across the world. Because the way I see it is that the more people have the courage to step into their fear and actually let their greatness out, that in itself, that act of courage will inspire others. Other people looking at them, it'll inspire others to do the same. So, that's our vision, right? And our kind of mission to getting there is we're on a mission to build one of the greatest programs for coaches in the world. Now, when we say, well, what's the greatest program? What does that mean? To us, it doesn't mean the biggest. It's just all about creating an experience that coaches just can't get anywhere else. Yeah, like we're out to build a program that just gets unbelievable results for our students. But not only business results, kind of like life results. Yeah, just how, like when they come into our little environment, like it just completely changes them, elevates them, moves them forward, gives them new perspectives, helps them become the person that they've dreamed of being. So that's our kind of vision and mission, and if we're going to be able to achieve those things, we need to show up with a set of values. And we've got these 8 values that we live by, and value number 7 for us is think different, experiment, and innovate. You know, we have to, in order to achieve those big things, we have to think different. We can't be thinking the same as everyone else. And by thinking different, we need to experiment, right? If we're going to find the gold nuggets, we need to try things that we haven't tried before, which means we're going to get lots wrong, but we're going to find that gold nugget by experimenting. And innovation is just little ideas. It doesn't have to be like groundbreaking innovations. I'm just talking about just little innovations, just doing things little different, thinking of different things and things that haven't been done before. So, that's like a big value of ours, right? I don't even know. Oh my God, this is such a bad habit of mine. I don't even know what I what I was talking about, why I went down this path. I do this all the time. If you're on a coaching call with me, especially like a group call, yeah, I do this all the time where I'd go into rabbit holes and I just don't know why the fuck I started talking about it. Anyway, it was kind of sounded good for a second, didn't it? So what I'm actually thinking, why am I on this podcast now? Okay. I was here to share a content strategy, right, to get leads and clients for the next couple of months. So what was I saying? I was saying that I was figuring out our goals for quarter two, and I wrote down, in order to get the goals, I then wrote down the specific steps. That's it. So then I was saying that one of the steps is that I want to experiment with our content, something that we always focus on. But I just had in my mind, when I wrote it down, I'm like, I want to do something with our content that I've just never done before. So that was like my intention I put down. I didn't have a specific idea come to me in the moment, but like that was just an intention I put down, right? 2 days later, the universe answered, because as I was on Instagram, was having a little scrolly-wally, a video popped up in front of my eyeballs. And that video was from a guy who I interviewed a number of years ago to be my videographer. He never ended up being my videographer, but we chat every now and then. We kind of stay in touch. You know, he's a cool dude. I've had him on my podcast before. And he had this, I saw this video every minute, and it was like something like day 12 of running a videography business. And I watched the video and I just thought, this is such a cool video. I'm not a videographer, but he got my attention. I watched the whole video, which went for about a minute and a half. And I was like, this is a cool video. I commented on the, I dropped a comment and said, man, I just love the way that you did this. I go, I'm going to check out. Because I saw that what he was doing was he was doing 30 days of running a videography business. And I saw that he had posted, he was up to like day 12 or something like that. And I just commented to say, hey man, I love the idea. I love the way you did this video. I'm going to go back and watch a couple of your other videos when I've got time later on tonight. So I went back and I watched a bunch of his videos. And I was just like, as I was watching him, I was just like, this is so cool. And, you know, his videos were performing really, really well, really, really well. You know, when I watch a video and it gets my attention, I don't just watch it. I don't just watch it on automatic mode, because I'm a content creator. I'm watching it where I'm like, okay, why did it get my attention? And then I kind of look at it and I kind of dissect it and break it down. So I just went through kind of a bunch of these videos and I'm like, hey, why are these performing so well? Why am I enjoying them? And I just wrote down a bunch of things. Why these videos and why this 30-day approach thing was really engaging. And then I was getting these ideas and like, maybe I should do this myself. Maybe this can be the experiment for me. Now, having like a 30 days behind the scenes thing, it's been done before, right? But I haven't really seen it in the coaching industry. I'm sure it has been done, yeah. I definitely haven't done it myself, but haven't really seen it kind of done the way that it was done in regards to how my mate, the videographer, was doing it. And, you know, generally from coaches, this is like, you know, you will get coaches and they share their wins, yeah? Like, oh, I just made $1 million. And they kind of share the shit they went through in the past. Yeah, very rarely do coaches jump on and actually share things they're going through in the minute, like in the moment. And what I liked about this 30 day video thing, where basically you release a video most days for 30 days, giving like a behind the scenes of what it's like running a videography business, right? He was sharing the shit he was facing in real time. And I just thought, man, this is kind of something that so many coaches, very few coaches actually do. Like I said, most coaches will share their highlights, yeah? Hey, I'm winning at this. Hey, I just succeeded with this. Or they do the old vulnerable post once they're out of it, yeah? Very few do it when they're going through it. Hey, I just want to quickly jump in here to tell you about this awesome new training that I put together. It's called the 3 Steps to Get to 10K a Month as a Coach. Now, if you're a coach and you're currently making under 10K each month, and you want to know how you can get there for yourself, how you can be doing 10K months, month after month, then you probably want to check out this really awesome training. I've kept it short, only goes for 14 minutes. You don't even need to opt in, so save your email for another spammer. To watch it, head to lukepage.com.au/10K. I'm going to pop that link in the show notes. But anyway, let's get back to the episode. So I just got like, I don't know. I was just like, okay, maybe I should do this. And just that night, I couldn't sleep. It took me hours to get to sleep because I just had all these ideas coming through my mind about what I could post about. And then the next day I had, you know, I was writing all these ideas down. Do you ever like go to bed at night and you got all these like content ideas coming in your mind and you quickly, you know, you're forever getting, you know, sitting up in your bed and grabbing your phone and writing in the notes. Oh, I do that all the time. The brain of an entrepreneur or a creator. So where was I, Madeline? This is a real big problem of mine with me having these little forgetful moments. It doesn't make good for doing solo podcasts and probably not the best if I'm speaking on stage as well. If I've got like an interviewer or I'm interviewing someone and they're listening, they can bring me back. But if I'm doing things solo, it's a little bit of a bloody problem. So we're talking about his videos and how he's structuring it, and then I was getting losing sleep and everything like that. And then, yeah, the next day more of ideas were coming in, and then I went, you know, I struggled to go to sleep the next night because I was like just thinking of ideas again. I was getting excited about it and all that stuff. And then the third day happened again. So, you know, I'm kind of tired today because I've had a couple of big days work-wise, but just the few days before that, I wasn't getting as much sleep as normal because I'm bloody up excited about this bloody 30-day thing. Anyway, I'm super. This is my official commitment to you. I've been scared to commit to this thing, and that's just. It's I do these monthly challenges, yeah. And if you listen to any of my other podcasts, I talk about how I give myself monthly challenges where I do things on purpose to push me out of my comfort zone and where I have to sacrifice something that I like. And I do this on purpose because it builds a skill set that, a very vital skill set to, you know, grow your business and, you know, achieve what you want to achieve in life. You've got to be able to face discomfort and you've got to be able to sacrifice. You've got to be able to sacrifice comforts and pleasures sometimes to get to a new level. So if you can't do it, you're going to really struggle. So it's just something that I do every single month to keep me fit, you could say. So when I was like, yeah, my intentions are to experiment with my content, I got this idea in my mind. I'm like, all right, April's coming up. I need new challenges. What's going to be my uncomfortable challenge? I'm like, oh man, this is just fitting the bill doing this 30-day thing. But I was like scared to, and whenever I do commit to one of these challenges for the month, I'm always like, I'm scared to commit because I'm the type of person, once I commit to something, I fucking do it. So it's always like, I've got the fear around committing, but once I commit, it's all good. I do the thing and I start doing it, right? But yeah, this thing here, I'm like, man, this is going to be a big project. It's going to be a big bloody project. Like I post like maybe 2 bloody reels a week. I'm going to have to do like, I'm not going to post 7 days a week, but maybe like 5 days a week. I'm going to have to do 5. So that's a big difference. And mind you, these videos are probably going to go for 60 seconds, 90 seconds. So they're like, there's a lot involved with it, but I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. Let's get uncomfortable. Let's push ourselves. Let's stretch ourselves. This is something I haven't done before. And also uncomfortable because I'm like thinking of ideas on what I can share. I was like, man, I got to start sharing shit that I've never shared with anyone. I got to start sharing stuff that no other coach is bloody sharing. And the idea of that was kind of scaring me, right? So anyway, mark this as my official commitment. That's what I'm going to be doing. As of next week, we're going to start posting these videos on our Instagram account. I'm actually going to be turning them into podcast episodes as well. And yeah, they're going to be like 60, 90 second videos. And we're going to be posting probably about 5 a week for about 6 weeks, which will total to about 30 days. And let me just say, if you've been following me, the stuff I'm going to post is, it's going to be super raw. Yeah. It's going to be super real. It's going to be entertaining at times, and hopefully you can learn through a lot of the stuff I've either been through, a lot of the stuff I've experienced, or this, a lot of the stuff that I'm going through. What I love about the whole approach is that usually when you create content, what do? We create like the how-to content. Here's 3 ways on how to increase your energy when you're feeling low, right? What I love about this approach is I might be like, hey, you know what? Welcome to, you know, day bloody 16 of running a coaching business. You say I woke up and I was feeling absolutely shit. Yeah. Our son last night did not get any sleep. He was up all night. My wife and I were taking turns to, you know, to try and soothe him. He just wouldn't go to sleep and And I've just started the day and I'm just feeling down. I'm feeling grumpy. Yeah. My wife and I had a little argument before. So it's kind of like that. You're kind of telling, you're being vulnerable. You're like, you're telling like this real shit. And I think a lot of the time if you kind of zoom out, that's just insignificant. Like, you know, just having I think a lot of the time I don't mention that stuff because it's insignificant. I'll bring up the big stuff that I've been through. I got no problems bringing up all the big crap. Like, you know, my wife got close to a divorce. And all the shit that I've been through in my business in the last 4 or 5 years and all the crap I went through and my dad dying and just a number of bunch of stuff, right? I've got no problems sharing all that. What I tend to not share is just the insignificant daily battles that you go through, just because it's kind of like, oh, it's not a big deal. It's kind of, I don't want to complain. So what I kind of like about this approach is it's something that I haven't really done before. And it's just like stuff that you're experiencing during every day. And it's probably stuff that you're experiencing as well. Like I'm experiencing it, you're experiencing it, but I just don't think a lot of coaches share this stuff. So because of that, it's got this real, authentic rawness sense to it, yeah? And then on top of that, let's just say that, you know, I tell my story about having got sleep and da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I'm like, man, I've got to start my day. I just wasn't feeling it. I've got a coaching call and I've got to show up for these people. What do I do? You know, this is what I did. So it's like you're telling your vulnerable story. So you kind of like, man, I fucking go through the same thing. Yeah. So I'd be building connection with them. And this is if I do it right. Yeah. I build connection with my audience. But then I talk about how I get through my problems. So I'm sharing a story and, you know, content stories are like engaging. People want to hear stories. So I'm telling a story. It's legit. It's real. It's what I'm going through. You connect with it because you're also going through the same struggles and problems. And then I talk about what I did, the things I tried to get through it. And it's almost like I'm teaching you indirectly. What we normally do is we create that video. Hey, here's 3 steps on how to change your energy when you're feeling low and down. And it's just done over and over and over and over. But by telling the story of you struggling, going through that, and this is what I did, you're doing the same thing, but you're just doing it a different way. So I just think the whole idea is ingenious. So anyway, make sure you stay tuned. You'll be able to check me out on Instagram. If you're not following me on Instagram, what are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? @Luke_Page. Go give me a follow. Go engage in all my content. Like it, comment on it, save it, share it. Otherwise, we're not going to be friends. and if you're more of a podcaster, you like to listen to things, I got your back. We're going to turn them into podcasts. You won't be able to see the video, but that's cool. You're going to be able to grab 95% of the message through just the words, yeah, that we listen, that we speak. So they're going to be turned into episodes, which means that I think this is episode 162, which means shit, because like I was thinking that my our 200th episode based off us releasing an episode once every week, is going to be in January 2025. But guess what? I'm going to be releasing 30 episodes on my podcast over the next 6 weeks. So I am going to be hitting 200 episodes in like 2-3 months, which is kind of scary, but exciting. So I'm like, oh shit, I didn't realize that was going to come around so quickly. I'm like, am I ready for the 200? I'm not ready for the 200 episode. Magnolias, I'm not ready for this, man. But anyway, I've got to figure that out. So I wanted to share that. I hope you get some ideas, maybe you get some inspiration. Check out, make sure you're there day one. All right. Let's have an agreement that you're there day one with me. Go watch the video on Insta or listen to it on Insta, on the podcast. If you're a podcast listener, drop me some support, give it a like, watch it, comment on it if you connect with it. And hey, you know, mean heaps to me is share it. If you're kind of really feeling it, share it with someone who needs to hear the message. Really excited, really, really excited to share this whole journey with y'all. I think you're going to like it. I hope you're going to like it. My fear is I've planned out the first 7 days and I'm like, yeah, this is pretty good. There's probably only one day out of the 7 days where I'm like, ah, this is a little bit of an average day. But I feel 6 out of the 7 days that I've planned, I'm like, this is pretty good content. My fear is, how do I sustain it the whole 30 days? Because it's like, you know, you can maybe pull together the first 7 days, but I'm just like, man, I don't know how I'm going to be able to keep up the ideas to this level for the whole 30 days. So yeah, I'm walking into the unknown. And I guess that's scary, but I'm just like, I'm trusting it. I think you have to, yeah. When you're stepping into the unknown, when you haven't been there, fuck, you've got no choice. You have to just trust that it's going to work out. You have to trust that you're going to find a way. And what's the worst case scenario? Let's play that game, yeah, if you're one of those people. The worst case scenario is I post 30 days of this content. No one watches it. It gets 0 views. No one watches it. And that's the worst case scenario. Now, just by me knowing what's ahead and what's involved with doing these, I can't lose from this because it's going to help me become a better content creator. Like already, I've kind of looked into telling stories because I would say I'm okay at telling stories. I wouldn't say I'm great at telling stories. So just moving into this little 30-day, I did a little bit of research on how to tell stories in content. And I learned a few things, yeah? So either way, I just can't lose from doing this whole process. The worst case scenario is absolutely no one watches it, but I still become a better content creator in doing the process, pushing myself, going to levels and spaces I haven't been before. And that's what it's all about. That is how you grow. You just keep showing up, try new things, you experiment, you raise the bar, and it's inevitable that success will find you. Hey there, I hope you loved today's episode. If you did, I would really appreciate if you could leave us a review on the platform that you're listening to this on right now. You see, your help and support allows us to spread this podcast across the world, and we can't do it without you. Apart from that, make sure you're following us over on Instagram at Luke_Page.